From Hollywood, California, the National Broadcasting Company presents the music of Ray Noble, the noted English maestro, and his guest, Joe Morrison. The program begins with a smooth, noble arrangement so typical of the music which has made Ray Noble and his orchestra almost a household word. I Know Now from the Singing Marine. Variety is the spice of life. Ray Noble and his orchestra give us a decided change in theme and tempo. Listen to the current swing favorite, Dipsy Doodle. Thank you. was just 4 years ago that a certain composer and conductor from Piccadilly Way invaded the shores of America. His success in this country has emulated that which he enjoyed in England. We have since come to know him as a star of radio, stage, and just recently the screen. And now, without further ado, may we give you the same Ray Noble.
Thank you, Ken. It is indeed a pleasure to have as guest soloist the man who first introduced such songs as The Last Roundup, Penthouse Serenade, and My Heart is an Open Book. It was his success on Broadway that ultimately brought him to Hollywood and motion pictures. I speak, of course, of Joe Morrison, who sings the ballad of the moment, Whispers in the Dark.
Whispers in the dark, two shadows in the night, so gentle and so tender that every little word is like a song of sweet delight. Whispers in the dark, how heavenly they seem, when lips and arms surrender and every little kiss is like a dream within a dream. But soon the breezes whisper to the trees, the dawn is near. So soon their little paradise of love will disappear. Whispers in the dark, while stars are in the blue, upon a night like this, perhaps I'll hear a little whisper in the dark from you. But soon the breezes whisper to the trees, and the dawn is near. So soon their little paradise of love will disappear. Whispers in the dark, while stars are in the blue, upon a night like this, perhaps I'll hear a little whisper in the dark. Upon a night like this, perhaps I'll see your eyes aglow, and then, sweetheart, I'll know you're safe within my arms.
It was just a matter of a few weeks ago that most of us, from the paper boy on the corner to the Wall Street broker, were either humming or whistling the catchy Vieni Vieni. Just as the song was receding over the horizon, Ray Noble made a novel arrangement of it that we think is just about tops. And so our conductor raises his baton, and the orchestra responds with a European hit, Vieni Vieni. Thank you. One of the last pieces of manuscript to be touched by the pen of the late George Gershwin was part of a musical score for Damsel in Distress, a picture in which Ray Noble himself was a featured player. In paying tribute to the man whose music has become such a definite part of this country, Ray Noble will play Gershwin's A Foggy Day. Quite naturally, we all have our favorite songs. Joe Morrison told me that the one he's about to sing happens to be one of his. It was Paul Whiteman who first brought the song to the attention of America, and its original European title was Madonna. We know it as When Day Is Done, Joe Morrison.
Since you've gone away, one thing is clear to me, you were dearer than dear to me. From the moment you came, evenings by your side, I learned to love the night, but the loveliness of day. just for you. Although I miss your tender kiss, the whole day through, I miss you most of all when day is done.
Carl Ray Noble goes way back to the musical show Here's How for a tempo that's bound to set feet to dancing. One of the oldies, all dressed up in a new coat of sharps and flats. Crazy Rhythm. The source of so many lilting waltzes, gave the world The Merry Widow, which more than two decades ago took music lovers by storm. Its revival is found in this modern Ray Noble arrangement of the lovely Delia. There's an old adage that says that all good things must come to an end. Thus, as Ray Noble swings into Good Night, Sweetheart, we come to the end of a program featuring this noted English maestro and his orchestra. His guest was Joe Morrison. This is Ken Carpenter speaking. Presentation reached you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.